The Nobel Prize for Economics was awarded today to a Princeton economist, originally from Scotland, for his research into poverty. Angus Deaton told reporters today that he was pleased the Swedish Academy of Sciences decided to award work that concerns the poor people of the world. For more on Angus Deaton's research and its potential impact, we're joined by Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, who's with us each Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's talk first about the research of Angus Deaton. What does it do?
His real contribution to economics in the last few decades has been to put some meat on the theoretical bones of poverty and consumption research. I think poverty is often described in really broad numbers. We talk about the U.S. having one poverty line. We talk about so-and-so million people living, making $1 a day. But how do you really compare the lot of a Chinese worker today to a Chinese farmer 50 years ago to a poor Mississippi retail worker today? Deaton's work helps to answer these questions. He said, look, let's compare living standards. And that doesn't mean just comparing GDP per capita. It means understanding local demand and local tastes and local demographics. And what do people actually buy and how does that change when they get richer? And so his research has been really key to helping economists measure poverty and understand what it takes to truly reduce it.
And he seemed to have a somewhat optimistic message that global poverty is actually going down.
Yeah, his basic message is things are getting better. In general, people around the world are living longer. They're living better lives. His 2013 book was called The Great Escape. And that great escape refers to mankind's breaking free from the Malthusian trap of poverty that had enslaved us for hundreds, thousands of years. And there's a great review of his book in the New York Times several years ago that summed up some of the headline findings. It said, look, life expectancy is up 50%, 50% since the beginning of the 20th century. In just the last 30 years, the number of people living on a dollar a day has plunged from 40% to about 14%. So there's a lot of progress going on, most of it concentrated in China and India, but the overall picture is that of improvement.
But he also says in that book that you mentioned, his 2013 book, that foreign aid does more harm than good, which is a pretty controversial opinion about foreign aid. What's his reasoning there?
It is controversial. He basically considers foreign aid to be a considerable failure. Essentially, he says economic growth comes from local institutions and local leaders. It doesn't come from Western governments serving their own interests. It doesn't come from certainly giving crooked leaders of these broken countries billions of dollars that they'll use to serve their own agenda. So what he says the West should do instead is, look, invest in medicine, open trade with poorer countries, encourage drug companies to develop medicines that are cheap and attack the disproportionately poor around the world, attack their diseases. That, he says, is a better bet.
Here he is actually speaking about this in London last year.
I'm not claiming that all aid doesn't work. There are obviously projects that work. But all of that aid, even that aid that's saving lives, is undermining state capacity in the countries in where that's happening. You get a health system that is designed by the Gates Foundation and not designed in response to the needs of ordinary people.
Derek, could this award actually change the way that foreign aid is done by Western countries? I'm trying to think back to other Nobel Prize winners in economics and whether once they win the Nobel Prize, people actually listen to what they have to say and start acting
right,
on it.
Right, right. 2 years ago, I think Fama won it for, you know, talking about the efficient markets. And I don't think that stopped anybody from betting on the stock market. I think in this case, no. I don't think this is going to dramatically change Western aid. I don't want to rain on the parade for Deaton. And this is a great moment to think deeply about his research. But realistically, I don't think this is going to change public policy in the dozens of countries that are sending billions of dollars to Africa and poorer parts across the world. And finally, with regard to the Gates Foundation, you know, I think to be perfectly fair, it has hundreds of projects, most of which I'm not at all fit to comment on. But some of them are precisely the sort of projects that Deaton would design if he were the president of that foundation. They are working on a malaria vaccine. That's exactly the sort of thing that he thinks would have immeasurable benefit for these families that are dealing with illness and death, particularly death of children. A malaria vaccine would be absolutely fantastic.
Well, what would he do in the minute we have left here? What would he do or have the world do to really eliminate poverty to the extent possible?
I think, you know, looking at these disease prevention programs are really important. He's also been a proponent of direct giving, of essentially just giving cash to poor families, you know, rather than give it to governments and support essentially what are already broken institutions with billions of dollars. He essentially says, look, if we give this money, and other people have said this too, if we give this money to poor families directly, they'll make their own really good decisions about education and health and housing, and they can lift themselves up from their bootstraps. All they really need is just some extra cash. And from their good decisions made with more money, from them, we can possibly see strong institutions develop.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, speaking with us from New York about the winner for the Nobel Prize in Economics, Angus Deaton. We'll have more about him at hereandnow.org. Derek, thanks.
Thank you.